listening to a download from the outdoorsstation.co.uk.
Number 300.
Again, and welcome back to Friedrichshafen, the European Trade Fair 2010, down here by Lake Constance on the border between Germany and Switzerland. And it has been another busy few hours as we've been wandering around, talking to people, having a look at some interesting products and product development, discovering what's coming out for 2011, and also finding out what other countries in Europe are actually doing and promoting, and where their areas of interest are, which is slightly different from the UK, but always something worth taking on board. We spent a few hours in the tent village. If you can imagine one of the huge halls at, probably the biggest hall at the NEC, just full of tents, and then another half as much as again, you can imagine just how many there were to look around. And it's quite interesting that the teepee shape tent seems to be gaining popularity with most manufacturers. And as a sort of a base unit, family camping unit, and most teepee tents were set up and dressed as such with sort of fairly a luxurious upmarket or social camping type equipment, and it looked very nice. But it was gaining a lot of interest from people as they wandered around. On the other end of the scale, of course, we've got the lightweight products, and we bumped into Chris Davidson from Vaude UK, and we had a chat with him, so that'll be coming soon on this podcast. And discussed obviously the Power Lizard, but also some of the new products which are coming through, and a solar version of the Power Lizard called the Power Toki, and he tells us more details about that, as I say, maybe shortly. The other sort of brands were sort of a mixed match between lightweight products and, if you like, traditional fabrics. The traditional fabrics are naturally heavier, but also correspondingly, bearing in mind the current recession, the products are finally would be slightly cheaper or less expensive as the lightweight products, and just so therefore it allows people with all budgets to be catered for and have quite well featured products. But only a few items really caught our eye that are sort of interesting and taking tent development further. And let's face it, there's not an awful lot you can do with them as a product anyway. At the end of the day, you want to keep the weight down, but try and give people features. But anyway, more from Chris a bit later on. Also, as we were dashing around, we went via the Lecky stand and grabbed someone there for 5 minutes. The Lecky stand seems to be developing the Nordic walking range. There seems to be a massive range of poles servicing that sort of area of interest, which I think is probably more mainland Europe than the UK, although it does have a following in the UK certainly, and it's a general good way to get out and get fit. But there is a little product development which actually will suit people who are photographers or with a sort of photographic video interest that have bought a Lecky pole possibly in the last couple of years. There's an attachment they're bringing out, which Heidi from Lecky will tell us all about shortly. Finally, we spent quite a fair amount of time down on the Cascade Designs stand. Now, Cascade Designs distribute the Thermarest range of products, Platypus and MSR, to name but a few. And we spoke with Doug from Thermarest there about some of the new products which will definitely be of interest to lightweight followers coming through in early 2011. So without further ado, let's get on with this this particular podcast then. Let's first of all go back to Tent Village and catch up with Chris Davidson from Vaude UK. And we started our conversation discussing just how successful the Power Lizard had actually been for Vaude this year.
It has indeed. It's been a very important tent for us as well, strategically, because it's the first time that we've used 20 denier silicon elastomer fabric in the UK. It's a very difficult fabric to deal with. It's so fine that to stitch it and to get the seams correct is very difficult because it has a tendency to fray. So one of the ways that we got over this problem was to tape the seams. Now, that introduces a whole another raft of difficulties, because if you try to hot seam tape in the traditional way, you'll melt the fabric because it's so lightweight. So we had to then develop a adhesive that melts at a much lower point than anybody else has been able to do, in order to use a cool air jet to melt the seams and give you a fully seamed seal on the seams. And that's the unique feature of Vaude's lightweight products. And that's the importance of the Power Lizard, because it was the first one that used that. It was launched in 2010 to great critical acclaim. And we've now developed the range into six different models using the same unique technology.
With that new lightweight fabric, obviously the power frame, the pole that runs across the frame of the tent, is attached to the tent in various 10 different places, I think it is,
yeah,
with a different type of material. You've got a harder plastic locking mechanism that locks onto the pole,
yeah,
but then you have a slightly thicker material which goes between that mechanism and the lightweight fabric. Now, tell me about the actual join there, to give people confidence in the tension of that.
Yeah, this is really very important, because the power frame system is there to give structural rigidity to the pole, and it certainly makes the whole tent very much stiffer because of that. But it does add quite a lot of tension to that seam. This is why it is so important that we tape it, because you can stitch the top span section in, which is the fabric that joins the clip to the seam and the fabric of the tent. You can stitch it in, but in order to make sure that it really is locked in there, you can then tape. You should really then tape the seam behind it to add to the strength. And this again is where Vaude has a significant advantage, being the only brand that is able to apply taped seams to 20 denier fabric.
Well, it's certainly a great high-performance tent, and I've used one myself, and I've been very, very pleased that as a 6'2" person, it does give you a copious amount of space in there for one. And there's certainly, either, you know, you call it a two-man tent, but I'd say it's a one-and-a-half sort of in emergency or adventure racing, which does the job beautifully. But I noticed there is a slightly smaller version now available.
There is indeed, yes. This is the Power Toki. Which really is just the solo version of the Power Lizard. It's designed for, as you say, adventure racing, mountain marathon use, and just for people who want to go ultralight in the hills. Lots of space for two. It's actually an individual, but it has the same length as the Power Lizard, so plenty of space to stretch out. Other features all remain the same. You've got the power frame system for stability in wind. You've got the through ventilation that the Power Lizard has as well, and obviously the tape seams for waterproofness.
I certainly found that using this one, even at my height, which is usually, you're the same as me, it's usually a bit of a frustration in a tent. Just as you start to get over 6 foot and you've got your rucksack, which has to go somewhere, you begin to struggle with the length. Now, with the two vertical poles at each end of that tent, it obviously raises the fabric away from the face and the feet, and still gives you the storage space for a small rucksack as well, which is saves you then using the vestibule area for that sort of items.
Yeah, inside it is actually surprisingly roomy. You've got space to cook outside, and if you look in the inner actually is slightly larger, slightly greater width at the head end. So it's not a square or a rectangle sleeping area. It's actually got extra space at the head end for more gear inside if you want to store your rucksack inside.
Presumably it's not available instantly, so there must be a time this is going to be on the scene.
Yes, these will be available from middle of February, so in the shops around about beginning of March, I would say.
And two vital questions, weight, of course, and price.
Indeed, 800 grams complete. That includes the pegs and the poles and the bags and even the instruction book. So everything up is 800 grams. Obviously, you can strip it down further if you just want to take the fabric and the poles and fewer pegs. And price, it'll be £350 retail.
The one thing I must say Vaude should be congratulated for is the actual pegs they supply with these light tents are proper titanium pegs, and not sort of carbon fibre things pretending to be pegs. The actual kit that comes with the tent, is there, you know, obviously accidents happen over a period of time, whether it's poles or it's material. What's included?
Well, there's a thing we call the pole doctor, which is basically a tube which can be fitted over the top of a broken pole. So should a pole break, you can fit it over the top, repairs, and it repairs the pole in the field. It allows you to get back to base, but as soon as you've done that, the advice really is to get in touch with us at Verde UK, and we can arrange to get the pole section replaced so it can get it back to new.
And I mean, accidents do happen in the field occasionally, whether it's with a cooker or a knife or whatever, and the material might get punctured. Very, very sensitive material, not the sort of thing you can fix yourself, I presume.
It isn't. It very rarely happens, to be honest. And I do think that the kind of people who are using these lightweight tents are actually very protective of them and aware that they need to look after them. But should the worst happen, Vaudi offer a full repair service. And if it's a small repair, we can patch it. But generally, what Vaudi would do is to replace a panel and then retape the seams. And that way, we can get it back to as new condition.
With over a million listeners worldwide, The Outdoor Station is the leading online audio resource for those into the great outdoors.
On the Lecky stand, Heidi Koisel spent 5 minutes with us explaining the features of this new photographic video attachment, which will retrofit any Lecky pole that's been purchased in probably the last couple of years. So there was that, and also a couple of other items as well, which have caught my eye, which are sort of specific monopods, which may be of interest to people. So I'll let Heidi explain and try and give me all the technical information to pass on to you guys.
We have two monopods for photographers, and we also have an adapter system which you can use for all your ergon grip poles, which we brought on the market in 2008.
Okay, well, let's just look at the first specific monopod, this one. Mm-hmm. Now, this is called the Photosystem Alu, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a three-part pole out of heat-treated aluminum, mm-hmm. and there you can put take the lid off. It's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. You take it off, and then there is an adapter under the top, and you put the camera on.
Okay, if I can just explain that again. It's a standard shaped Lecky handle. Mm-hmm. The top of the handle has a release clip, which reveals a camera thread, a standard quarter-inch 20 turns camera thread, with a revolving bezel so you can screw it into the base of the camera.
Exactly.
So that's a nice firm grip. Now, what is the height of this pole? What will it go up to as a maximum height for photographers or for video people?
It goes up to a length of 150 centimeters, mm-hmm. and you can adjust it pretty easy with the outlocking speed lock system.
Is this a new locking system now for Lecky?
We did that last year first. It's an outlocking system, and it's the only system which is proved by the TÜV Süd. It keeps around 80 kilograms holding force, so that's the safest system on the market.
Excellent. Okay, and so we're looking at a minimum height when the pole is reduced down to 70 centimeters. And the weight of the pole?
It's around 200 grams.
200 grams, lovely. Okay, so that's the aluminium version. Mm-hmm. Now let's look at the carbon version, which differs slightly in the sense it's a four-section pole. Mm-hmm. And you can explain some of the features of that one if you would.
Mm-hmm. The adjustment system is the same, but it's a four-part pole, and you can adjust it up to a length of 170 centimeters.
170, so that's almost about 6 foot, isn't it? 180 mm-hmm. is six yeah. foot. It's got the same adjustment system on the top for the camera, mm-hmm. And obviously it's a different material, being the carbon material. It feels certainly lighter. Do you know how much the weight of this one is?
It's almost the same, because it's a four-part pole, and because the length is higher, so the material is lighter and it's also stiffer.
Okay, so do you have a test for these poles, for the weight of the camera that they'll take?
You can put a really big camera on top, because we have a holding force of around 80 kilograms, and also the lid you can take on cameras with around 5-6 kilograms.
Okay, that's lovely. So those are specific camera walking poles. So if you were to buy a pair of poles, you can use a normal pole for one hand and obviously the photographic pole for the other. But for the people who are perhaps like to be balanced, they won't match. Mm-hmm. Now, those people that have bought a Leckie pole with a new handle fitting in the last 2 years, the one with the more curved edge on the top, they will notice there's a little black dot just in the top of the handle system. And you're going to explain to me what that does.
Mm-hmm. We have a little tool that will come with that adapter, and you push out that thing. Then you can take off the lid of the grip, the black part, and you put a new part in with a thread inside, and then you can adjust the adapter on top of that grip.
Okay, if I can just repeat that. So the locking pin, which is that little black dot that's in the handle system, the camera attachment comes with a device to push the pin out, mm-hmm. which releases the cap, which is nicely tightly sealed, and that swaps over for a camera fitting thread and locking nut, which will allow you to attach a camera or a camcorder very, very tightly to the top of the handle. Now, of course, this won't swivel vertically or horizontally, but it will lock it steady. So it does enable you to put the camera on the top of the pole, use it as a monopod, or lean it against something perhaps and take a photograph of yourself. Do you know what the price point of these products are going to be in the UK?
The price point of the aluminium pole will be €79.
Okay.
So it's
about that sort of price,
yeah.
Okay.
And of the carbon pole, it's €99.
Okay.
And the adapter is €29.
So if roughly about a pound to the euro, you're looking around £29, £30 then for a camera adapter to convert your current Leckie pole, if it's been purchased within the last couple of years, on any of the Leckie range, and you've got yourself instant ability to hold the camera steady. Well, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate that on Sunday morning as we're all rushing around. But I think that's going to be proved very popular. Have you had a lot of dealers interested in this adapter?
Yes, a lot of dealers' interest and a lot of journalists' interest. Thanks a lot.
You're listening to the outdoorsstation.co.uk.
Later on in the afternoon, we spent some time down on the Cascade Design stand talking to Doug Jacot from Thermarest. And there was quite a lot of new products coming through from Thermarest following on from the success of the Neo Air last year for 2011. And there was actually so many to choose from. I asked Doug to explain what he thought would be the most interesting items coming through for 2011.
Well, we've got quite a number of new offerings. A couple of the marquee pieces that we're really excited about is the new Neo Air, the Neo Air Trekker, which we basically took the concept of the Neo Air and applied some different materials to it to adjust the performance for a little bit different customer profile. So the Trekker has very heavy-duty materials on the bottom, 100 denier polyester, a nice supple 75 denier polyester top, and then the actual core of it, we use some slightly different materials, one that's a little bit quieter because we heard a little bit of feedback on the noise aspect, and then we also just used a clear urethane film to adjust the R value down slightly for more appropriate for summertime use.
Well, as it happens, both Rose and I are using Neo Airs this weekend and here at Friedrichshafen, which is proving to be very, very hot, as we all know, standing here in this warm exhibition room. Certainly the R value of the standard Neo Air is superb, so you must be congratulated on that. But as you say, towards the summer months, it's yes. Just starting to get a bit sticky.
Yes. The extra R value in the original Neo Air was achieved with a reflective barrier, and so it reflects back your body heat. So in warm temperatures, you really don't want that. And so that's with the Trekker. We took that out and just put in a clear urethane film. Still gives it some R value. It's a 2.0 rated one, so that's still more than double a typical uninsulated air mattress. But it, at least it doesn't radiate back your body heat.
Right. Right. Because I think the ProLite's, is it 1.5, the ProLite?
The ProLite is a 2.2, so this is very similar to a ProLite.
But it's giving you all the comfort and luxury of, the, of that depth of mattress. Now, this is a full length, obviously. Are you still doing these in three lengths, the same as the Neo Airs, or are you just keeping them to the Trekker to one length?
The sizes are, there's a couple of variation of the sizes. We do the regular length, which we is 163 centimeter, and then we do the what we call a large, which is the 196 centimeter. But we also did a what we called the large torso. So it's a short model, about 119 centimeter long, but the large width, was that 63 centimeter width. So. That was a request we got from many users of the Neo Air that go, you know, this thing's so light now, can I get a wider one? But I don't want all the length. You know, they still want to save the weight. So we're trying out a new size in the Trekker line and to see how that goes over with
the
consumers.
But for definite, what are we seeing next year? The full length and others, or just in the others?
No, there will be three sizes in the Trekker. The full length regular, the large, which is wider and longer, and then the large torso, which is the same width as the large but shorter.
Excellent. Lovely. Okay, well, we'll look forward to that when 2011 comes around. Now, I know it's been very popular over in the States for a few years, and that is the quilt system as a sleeping system. It certainly started to gain a lot of interest and momentum here in the UK. I think it's been slow, sort of a year or so ago, but people are showing a lot more interest now, particularly when you combine it with the R-value of something like the Neo Air. You're beginning to get a lot of insulation beneath you, and obviously concentrating the insulation above you with a quilt without losing all that dead compressed weight underneath you. So you've got some new items that sort of meet that market.
Yes, we do. You know, we felt all along that there really's got to be a better way to sleep outside. People don't use sleeping bags at home in their bed. And there's a reason for that, and they kind of limit you. And so we've taken the quilt approach. We introduced the first one a couple years ago in the Ventra. And the feedback we got there is, oh, this thing is lovely, gorgeous, everybody loved it, but could you make a little bit lighter version that's really a backpackable version? And so this year we're bringing out the Alpine Down Blanket, which is a little bit warmer. It's a 2C rating on the EN scale, and it's considerably lighter, coming in at only 624 grams for a regular length model. And it packs up very tiny. And so when you start combining that with the likes of the Neo or the Neo Trekker, you're getting some very light sleep systems that are highly portable and backpackable. So we're pretty excited.
Yeah, well, I mean, I see that it's 700 fill.
Yeah.
So that's got a good quality fill in there.
Yes.
What I am curious to talk to you about is the actual attachment system, because I noticed that this Neo Air has got a cover on it.
Yep.
And I noticed there are studs down the side. So I don't know if you can sort of tell me a bit more about the design principle.
Yeah, well, the first thing is that this is not just a sleeping bag where you take the zipper out. The thing that we did when we originally designed the Ventra is that we put in what we call a dual draft tube. So if you look inside, on both sides, there's actually two draft tubes. In addition, you know, some people want to feel more secure. There's still that need to feel like you're enclosed in the outdoors. So we added the snaps, so that you can snap it to our sheets that you can apply to a mattress.
Now, can I just stop you there? Do those sheets come with this bag, or is that an extra?
Yeah, it's all a la carte at this point, because you can kind of mix and match. We also offer things such as covers, other type of foam-covered covers for mattresses, and we offer what we call a snap kit. So for less than 30 grams, in fact, I think it's about 20 grams, you can actually apply a peel-and-stick snap to any mattress, and you can snap the blankets directly to it without the sheet.
Okay.
Now, you know, you typically use sheets at home, and there's a good reason for that, because it offers you a more breathable layer, a washable layer. So we do recommend the sheet, but we understand that, you know, depending on what kind of layers that you're wearing when you're outdoor, that you may not need that, and so we have options. So the program is kind of a la carte. It gives us the most flexibility with the fewest SKUs. So we're able to really give consumers a lot of choice without, you know, massively killing the retailer with SKUs.
Okay. So continuing with actually looking at the Alpine blanket itself, does it have a toe box?
Yes, it does. So they all come with the fitted foot box where you got a lot of extra room for your toes, and it also can snap to the sheet. It's made it snaps there, or you can just hook it around the end of the mattress, or you can hook it around your feet, actually, and put it on top of the mattress,
okay,
if you prefer.
And does it, as standard as it comes off the shelf, will it come with a basic strap like that to strap the blanket to the sheet?
No. The actual Alpine blanket does not come with a strap.
So you have to get the additional...
Well, you don't have to. You can use it without.
Okay.
So that's the point of the dual draft tubes. That actually will provide a seal without any snapping.
Right.
And that gives you really the most freedom to kick your feet out and regulate your temperature.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's the whole thing we're going for here, is you don't have to unzip your bag to adjust the temperature during the night. You can do like you do at home, throw a foot out.
Yeah.
But if you want the security, the snaps are there. You can go with the sheet or the snap kit for the added security. But you don't have to. I've been using the Ventra myself for a number of years, and I never snap it.
Right, and that's the larger sort of...
And it's got the dual draft tubes, too, just like the Alpine.
Yeah.
And that puts a seal on both sides of you, naturally.
Well, I've used a few top bags, quilt bag systems. And the one thing that has probably struck me most of all about them as being something I hadn't realized was the fact that once you got in it, you were strapped to the mattress you were lying on.
Right.
And particularly what I liked about this is the fact that the studs will unstudy the side. So if you do use a studding system, you can actually, as you say, release a bit of temperature out, and it allows you to obviously sit up and prepare your food.
Right.
But one thing I did notice when I was just looking at this quickly before speaking to you is that the studs on either side are male and female studs.
Right.
So I presume, therefore, that you can actually link two of these together to create a double quilt to go over two people?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. You can easily mate this to another blanket, even if it was a different size, such as the Ventra. We've standardized our configuration on the sheets, on the blankets, and everything. So you can start mating two of them together. You can snap two sheets together. You can snap two blankets together.
Very, very nice.
So it makes coupling very easy.
So for one final question on the actual base sheets then, the covers for the actual Neo Airs or the base mattress you'll be using,
mm-hmm.
are they going to be coming in the same length sizes as the Therm-a-Rest Ranger mattresses?
Yes. So they're available in the regular, the large, the extra large. All the sizes have the sheet available for them.
Lovely. Okay, well, I mean, I'd say that probably is a two-stroke, three-season type of cover, but certainly with two people in there, you'd definitely be plenty warm enough.
Yes.
Now, looking at the mummy version, which is quite interesting, moving across here, now I've lost the title for this one. This one's called the...
This is the Haven Top Bag, and it's rated at a negative 6 degrees C on the EN scale, so it's for considerably colder weather. So therefore, we've built in the hood, and it's pretty well enclosed except for a novel approach of eliminating all the zipper and the zipper failure. We basically left a hole in the bottom that you pretty much climb in and out of, and then you can either slide the mattress inside with you if it's a tapered mattress such as one of our ProLites, or we include a set of straps that you can actually attach it to a rectangular mattress, or any mattress for that matter.
Now, what's unusual about the top bag is it actually has a hooded system to go with it, very much like you have the toe box.
Yep.
You've obviously designed this to have a sort of a hood, so it keeps because most of these bags, obviously, naturally, your shoulders are where it's sealed.
Right.
So that's going to prevent a lot of heat loss. Now, what's the idea behind that? So you pull the whole hood section over your head when you're sitting up and then lie down?
Yeah, so you basically put your feet in first and sitting up,
mm-hmm.
and then you just pull the whole hood section over your head, and then you lie down.
Right, okay.
And you can actually, it's not as claustrophobic as a lot of people think, because you can still throw your hands out the side. So if you need to reach around and grab things, it's relatively easy to get your hands out.
Okay.
It is, obviously a bit more restrictive than the blanket system, but it's also for much colder temperatures.
Well, we look forward to that, certainly. And this is January 2011.
It's actually available today. Oh, okay. It actually came out in January 2010. So, you know, it's almost the same weight as the Alpine Blanket, yet it's considerably warmer climate. So yeah. A very high-performing, you know, cold-weather system.
624 grams. If there's one thing I'd like to ask you, it's certainly the Neo Air has caused a great revolution in the lightweight backpackers marketplace, certainly, and a lot of people have been incredibly pleased, and myself included, with the, you know, the warmth and how comfortable it is. What has surprised me is how durable it is, because it's such fine fabric. Mm-hmm. You really take a while to build confidence in it. Yes. So tell me a bit more about the actual fabric itself. I mean, have you had sort of many abrasion problems at all, just so customers know, you know, what to look for?
Well, you know, it is a lightweight fabric, but we really tried hard to bring it in with the experience that we had in the Therm-a-Rest line. And so the specs on the tear strength and the puncture are very close to, you know, our ProLite mattresses, even though it's a finer fabric. You know, we have 40 years experience coating fabrics, so we really know how to do it right, and we adjusted a lot of the parameters to make sure that we didn't give away a lot of the durability. Yes, it is a very lightweight fabric, and that's part of the reason it is a little bit noisy. Because it's such a thin material, but it's also highly durable and highly strong. I get people that ask me all the time, is there a weight limit for the Neo Air? Well, as you can see, I'm not a little guy myself, and I've been using them for a long time. And the truth is, they can take a lot more abuse than people think. But, you know, it's still an ultralight piece of gear. So, and that's part of the reason we thought the Trekker would be more appropriate for people that aren't used to taking care of lightweight gear. You know, because you do want to check for needles and puncture devices, because just like any air inflatable mattress, it actually doesn't take a lot to puncture. Mm. But the Neo Air is really no worse than almost all of our other mattresses. So it's really gratifying to see that we're proven out in the end with people out in the field trying them out. And so we've had really good success and, you know, very low failure rates.
Well, it's still 35 degrees here in Friedrichshafen, and I know your heart's going to be bleeding for me if you're listening to this in the pouring rain, but it's stiflingly hot, very humid inside these non-air-conditioned halls, and we're doing our best to glean as much information we can for our listeners, as well as research for various products and ideas for ourselves for 2011. My thanks to our guests, to Chris, Heidi and Doug, for the information and sharing that with us. I hope that's been of interest to our listeners. And, of course, we will continue to carry on walking around the halls for the next couple of days, grabbing who we can and getting a little bit more information where we can about things that we think will be of interest to the UK market. Well, we're going to keep battling on here, and I trust you'll be doing the same. If you're listening to this doing something outdoors, I hope you're having a good day. And if you're saying indoors, I hope this inspires you to go and do something, obviously, closer to nature. In fact, I'm looking forward to going for a good walk, if at all possible, when we get away from all this outdoor stuff, which is stifling indoors. Anyway, until next time, take care, everybody, and, well, we'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To hear more from our extensive free library, please visit the website at theoutdoorstation.co.uk.
You can now follow The Outdoor Station on Facebook, where we chat about each programme we produce, answer questions and discuss future productions. Why not join us there?
This podcast is produced and hosted by theoutdoorstation.co.uk.